live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
Archaeologists dig deeper to find origins of Greyfriar bone remains and calling all St Andrians to audition for X Factor. It's Friday the 23rd of March with the 6:30 Star headlines. I'm Hannah Franklin. The origin of the bone remains found on Greyfriars Garden earlier this week is very close to being confirmed. It appears the site holds the remnants of monks pertaining to a Franciscan friary of the late 15th century, which had been lost during the Reformation. Fife Council archaeologist Douglas Spears claims he had been trying to find this burial site for some time. Spears' carbon testing of the bones is currently being carried out to confirm Mr. Spears' hypotheses. Archaeologist Steve Lisko added that discovering such a phenomenon in the middle of a town is unprecedented and quite unique. Auditions for The X Factor are going to be held this Saturday, the 31st of March, in Glasgow. Star Radio received an email inviting all St Andrian vocalists to audition in what could be a life-changing event. Musicians don't need to pre-apply to audition. Tem says anyone can simply turn up to the Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre, SECC, on the day. For more details, go on the news page of the Star website. An initiative has been relaunched by the St Andrews Links Trust, calling on local townspeople to help prevent erosion of the dunes at West Stands. Working in partnership with Fife Council and the Fife Coast Countryside Trust, they're asking for volunteers from the community to lend a hand with planting marram grass, which will help stabilise the sand on the dunes. The programme starts on the 28th of March, so if you're at a loose end over spring break, the meeting point is Swilcan Dune on West Sands from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Earlier this month, the Financial Times reported that notorious businessman and founder of Virgin Group, Sir Richard Branson, has suggested that young people not seeking to enrol in university after high school should still be eligible for government loans. This, in Sir Branson's view, would be a great opportunity to kickstart several new business projects. He added that a student loan is sufficient to start small enterprises, which could consequently turn into multinational businesses. The scheme would need to be backed by the government, he said, as the student loans company cannot underwrite risk for businesses. And finally, St Andrew's most trend-setting alumni, Kate Middleton, has caused sales of hockey equipment to soar after a visit to the Olympic Park in Stratford last week. The Duchess of Cambridge, who played hockey at this university, was photographed having a knockabout with the British women's hockey team. And since then, Littlewoods.com has reported a surge in sales, with hockey stick sales up 238%, shin guard sales up by 114%, and hockey bag sales by 89%. The Kate effect comes despite the hockey season being almost over. And those are today's headlines. For all the stories, check out the news page of the Star website and have a great spring break.
Nominations for honorary life memberships now open.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
This month... Oh, yeah, that's me. It's Monday the 9th of April with today's headlines. I'm Kelly Satchel.
And I'm Isabel Dorval. Mr. Gordon Bonnyman, a Glasgow native, has donated over £1 million in scholarship money to St Andrews. The two new scholarships will be awarded to art students studying for their PhDs. The scholarships will provide over £20,000 of tuition fees and living costs to each student and were donated as part of the university's 600th anniversary fundraising campaign. St. Andrews Principal Louise Richardson said, "The gift will contribute to the realization of two of our strategic aims, to build the university's endowment and to increase the number of research postgraduates at St. Andrews."
Black gowns with the crest of St. Leonard's College have been created for postgraduate students. Previously, postgraduate students would have to wear the gown and hood of their highest degree for special occasions, as they were not entitled to wear the red gowns worn only by enrolled undergraduate students. Holly Patrick, postgraduate president, said, "We are extremely encouraged by the opportunity to reignite a gown tradition for postgraduates at St. Andrews. The 600th anniversary of the university was thought to be a particularly appropriate time to introduce the new gown."
Nomination for Honorary Life memberships are now open. The memberships are given to a small number of graduating students each year, and recipients will be invited to a champagne reception and ceremony. Forms are available on the union website. Nominations are also open for the John Honey Award, named after the student who risked his life to save sailors in a shipwreck near St. Andrews. This award recognizes the extraordinary service of a student to his or her fellow student in the area of welfare. If you're interested in nominating somebody, you must include a description of their activities, why you feel they should receive the award, and your contact details.
Look out this week for all the events associated with Employability Week. There will be various workshops and seminars, as well as talks from the BBC Scotland political editor, Brian Taylor, STUC Deputy General Secretary Dave Moxham, artist Richard DeMarco, and our own rector, Alistair Moffat. Check out the union website for the full lineup.
Three finalists have been announced for this year's St. Andrews Prize for the Environment. The prize, which is created jointly by the university and international energy company ConocoPhillips, and is in its 14th year, is aimed at finding sustainable solutions to global environmental challenges. The winner, who will have beaten 208 entries from 60 different countries, will receive £100,000, with the two runners-up winning £25,000. The three finalists are the Lion Guardians, a conservation and employment strategy, AQAU 21, an ozone-based water purification technology, and finally, that provides sustainable sanitation in urban slums.
And those are today's headlines. More news at 6:30 or any time on the news pages of the Star website.